Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. This episode is for the energies of May 6th through the 13th, and wow, what a week we have ahead. A lot of energy, a lot of changes and shifts, very dynamic, and it helps to be aware of what is going to be unfolding as we move into the middle of May. Thank you so much for joining me in this weekly podcast. There was no episode on Monday, so you didn't miss anything, but this episode is for Wednesday, and I do hope to be back with another episode next Monday. If by chance I am not, I will be back on Wednesday. So just a heads up that there's a lot happening in my life right now. There's a lot of changes and shifts. And just like you, I am doing the best I can, stabilizing, making the right choices, and taking each day as it comes. So let's take a look at what we have going on as we approach the Scorpio full moon on May 7th. The full moon is at 17 degrees of Scorpio, so this is where you want to find in your natal astrology chart which house is located there, where you are going to have an energy of transformation. And this happens in various ways, of course, and it does depend on your natal chart. Some people will feel this very intensely or very emotionally, and others will feel it perhaps not as much. You'll feel it as, okay, there's something shifting in me, there's changes, I can feel it, but it's not as intense. But what you want to identify is, again, that 17 degrees of Scorpio, the house is the area of life where this full moon is illuminating something for you, perhaps a fear, a lower level consciousness, something that you are done with or complete with. Again, this is the energy of endings and beginnings. And that Scorpio energy drives us. It's very passionate, it's very motivated, and it can also be quite decisive. So there could be something around this full moon where you have to make a decision, and the energy is going to really come up through your emotional intuitive body, a sense of you just know. It's that deep knowingness that perhaps you can't quite identify, but you just feel it. So at the same time, Mercury in Taurus is sextiling Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees. And what is interesting about all this is that we have a lot of spiritual support at this full moon for going deeper and trusting bigger. And there is always a dark night of the soul with Scorpio. It's that sense of, this is my fear, I can't see my way out of it, or I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is where something is coming up for me that I don't want to feel powerless, or I don't want to engage in control dynamics, or I'm worried about finances, or what somebody else is going to do, or somebody else says. These are all Scorpio themes. And what you're looking at is how to reclaim your own power in any situation. And so the full moon is always a time of illumination. And this Scorpio full moon is also known as the Wisak full moon or the Buddha full moon, which is when Buddha was born, became enlightened, and died. And so it's the energy of reincarnation and regeneration. And think of that in terms of your own life and in your own world. Where are you regenerating? How are you regenerating? Are you trusting the forces that support you? Are you trusting what's behind you to guide you forward? It's a very powerful full moon, and it's meant to show us where we have untapped power, as well as more opportunities for raising our consciousness and stepping towards something that's truly what calls to you. I do have a separate video on YouTube for you talking about this Scorpio full moon, so I invite you to check it out. It's actually titled Emotionally Reprogramming Soul Stories. In other words, we are moving through a time of reprogramming what we've told ourselves about certain experiences and perceptions, perhaps relationships, situations in our lives. We are regenerating an energy within us that supports us at a whole new vibration and a higher level of consciousness. So please check out that video if you want to know more about this very powerful Scorpio full moon. So just after the full moon, On May 9th and May 10th, we also have encouraging energies with Mercury in Taurus. So Mercury is now making beneficial trines to both Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn. When Mercury in Taurus trines Pluto in Capricorn at 24 degrees on May 9th, this is the energy of a powerful decision, a commitment, financial choices, something that has a clear yes. There could be an energy here of clarity in your mind. Something clicks and connects. Mercury being our minds, communications, words, what we say, what we do, powerful information is at hand on May 9th and May 10th. This can be powerful choices and developments. This could be something very tangible and clear. This is happening in the earth signs. So it can be evidential. It can be something that you see that comes through or comes up. This could be a contract. This could be something in writing. It can be a project. It could be something that you're committing to for the long term, such as, say, a job or career change. This is a great time for making decisions because you know that they are going to serve you for the long term. And that's always what Capricorn reminds us of. Well, where are you going for the long term? How are you going to get there? What's the plan? What's the strategy? Let's look at this in realistic terms. What are the correct guidelines? What is the right timing for everything? And when Mercury, the messenger, comes through in that beneficial trine, something clicks. Something connects. So I hope it is a day of good news for you. Again, that's May 9th. And I hope there's something that you've been waiting on that shows up. And considering the state of our world and what we've all been moving through in recent months, we're all ready for that, right? We're all ready for something to be beneficial in its own change. This is a transformational energy because anytime a personal planet connects with Pluto, something shifts. Something can really step into a new awareness, a new potential, a new possibility. And important to note that when Mercury was in Aries in April, there was a square to this Pluto in Capricorn. And that would have been a power struggle, unexpected communications, something coming through that made you angry. And now there is a flow, a harmony, perhaps even peace and calm, which Taurus really values, is how can we have some serenity right about now? So I really hope that this is something you connect with in your world, May 9th. Now, May 10th is also a powerful day with Mercury in Taurus, but it's a little bit more dynamic. So Mercury is going to trine Jupiter in Capricorn at 27 degrees. This means that Mercury in Taurus is at 27 degrees of Taurus, and this is a Pleiadian degree. This is a cosmic galactic energy. This is where we're meant to stay aware of the bigger cycles of the planet, of more that's happening and unfolding, more cosmic messages, and even something coming through that perhaps you felt or you sensed, and then it shows up. And it's interesting because Mercury in Taurus also squares Mars in Aquarius on May 10th at 28 and 29 degrees. Now that's because Mercury is moving fast as it prepares to enter Gemini on May 11th. So there's a lot happening May 9th, May 10th. And May 10th has this energy of something bursting, breaking through. Because Mercury in Taurus squaring that Mars is going to bring something, it's like a pressure point. It's a pressure point because both Taurus and Aquarius are fixed signs that do not budge and do not compromise. And they're meeting up in a force of wills, but Mercury doesn't care because Mercury enters Gemini a few hours later. So there could be a standoff. There could be something that really upsets you or frustrates you. And then Mercury enters his home sign of Gemini on May 11th, and he's got better things to do. And he's not stuck, and he's not going to stand in this power of wills. And he's like, sorry, I have other things to go take care of. So there's something about a pressure point on May 10th. But it feels cosmic. It's really interesting because when I go back to this Mercury in Taurus trining Jupiter in Capricorn, that's always a beneficial development. That's something positive and resourceful. That is something that supports your livelihood or your world. Again, physical, tangible, something that you can see. And it feels like May 10th has something we're meant to make a decision on to set ourselves free. Set yourself free from something that maybe has felt burdensome or heavy. Look at where you can make a good choice for yourself for the long term. Because with that Jupiter in Capricorn there, you know, it's funny, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know, I've talked about how Jupiter in Capricorn is an abundance of caution. And how many times have we heard that in recent months? An abundance of caution. Well, now Mercury in Taurus comes through and says, well, let's make some new choices and decisions here. And Jupiter says, okay, yeah, I'll support you with that. That sounds good. And there are openings, there's flow, there's something that moves May 10th, but then it comes up to the square of Mars in Aquarius that says, well, no, don't do it that way. Do it this way. This is how we're doing it. This is how we're going to make it happen. And then Mercury does a standoff and then enters Gemini. So it's a very interesting time. I feel like we have to be very fluid. And we have to be aware of the multiple cycles of energies that are supporting us in following what you know is right for you now. And interestingly, it might not have been the choice you made 2 months ago. Because look at how much we've all changed in terms of our, perhaps our priorities or our clarity and what matters and what we need and what we want. It's like there's something that shifted in our brains. Okay, so now they're telling me May 10th is actually a day of some deeper cosmic programming or deeper, bigger picture perspective that helps us mentally move forward into this next version of our daily lives. You know, because we've been grasped and pulled out of what we knew our daily lives were. And as we begin to slowly emerge from our cocoons, we're being given more insights that are actually of a higher frequency and vibration around what is true for you now. So it's actually quite encouraging, but you're going to have a choice point to make around what you used to choose versus what you want to choose now. Oh, but wait, we're not done with May 10th, because May 10th is also the day that Saturn stations retrograde at nearly 2 degrees of Aquarius. And so whenever Saturn is slowing down like this, we are really needing to take our time, because Saturn's about timing. And so you might need time to sit with something. You don't want to be rushed. Give me a moment. Let me get back to you in 24 hours. Use this to your benefit. Saturn stations retrograde May 10th, and it's allowing us to take in what has changed in our world, to take in what has shifted and what has moved, and to look at what we want to establish going forward. And that it's okay if you need time to figure it out. Now, Aquarius is about the bigger systems of our world, and I think of it in terms of an automobile, for example, and all the various systems that compose an automobile that make it run, or an airport, and all the various systems in an airport that keep us running on time, keep the planes leaving. I mean, I realize none of us have flown in months, but the airports are very Aquarius in all the various systems and logistics and things that need to line up and be in place to keep it running. Well, clearly, Saturn has been testing these systems, right? It's been testing the efficiency of these bigger systems that we've been using for decades. And we're looking at, okay, how is air travel going to change? How are airports going to change, for example? And Saturn comes through and shows us a reality check. Now, in your own world, in your own life, you would want to look at where 2 degrees of Aquarius is. And Saturn is slowing down right here and sitting on this point in your chart, in this house, and showing you something that you're meant to see in your life. And Saturn is about our real world experiences, how we take responsibility, how we mature. It's probably been bringing you something new in your life that you need to deal with. And that's simply because now Saturn is in Aquarius and we're looking at where we're going next from here. Also, a heads up that on YouTube and as well as on this podcast, I did 2 episodes for you on Saturn in Aquarius, part 1 and part 2. So be sure to listen to those episodes if you want to know even more about the Saturn energy in Aquarius. And perhaps that will even help pinpoint some things that you've been experiencing in your old life too. So we have a busy day. Let me just review. Again, May 7th, Scorpio full moon, as well as Mercury and Taurus sextiling Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees. May 9th, Mercury and Taurus trining Pluto and Capricorn. May 10th, Mercury and Taurus trining Jupiter in Capricorn. Mercury and Taurus squaring Mars in Aquarius. And Saturn stations retrograde. Now, on May 11th, Mercury enters his home sign of Gemini. And this is where we get busy, busy, go, go. Mercury loves being in his home sign, and he becomes a multitasker. He has so many ideas, so many things to say, so many places to go, and life gets busier when Mercury enters Gemini. So on May 11th, it could be interesting to see what things are lifting in terms of the bans and the quarantines, what businesses are opening, and how we have that urge to get out and go check it out and socialize, even if it's from 6 feet apart. There's something about this Mercury in Gemini that's very restless and is ready to go. And then the next day, May 12th, Venus stations retrograde at nearly 22 degrees of Gemini. So 2 planets in Gemini, allowing us to look at our ability to connect with people, to take in information, how we think, how we process, and wanting to find joy in those social experiences as well. So this is quite interesting because here we have emerging Gemini energy, which is getting back out in the community, which is getting back on the subway or getting a daily commute, checking out what businesses are open, going out to see what's going on in the world, catching up with friends or people you haven't seen. So there is this energy of opening in the middle of May as more planets move into Gemini. Also on May 12th, Mercury is going to trine Saturn in Aquarius at nearly 2 degrees. And that can help with communications, projects, ideas, anything that you want to say yes to. So Mercury has this very interesting dance over the next week. Mercury trines Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn, right? Which is the way ahead, the plans you're committing to, what you need to do, the work, the responsibilities, where you're saying yes. Then after Mercury moves into Gemini, trines Saturn. And that Saturn in Aquarius energy is actually quite similar to the planets in Capricorn in that it's about your commitments, but it can include other people. It can be much more vocal and more about communications because now the trine is in an air sign. So we're looking at what we need to express and say, what we need to write, share, what we need to put out there, how our ideas in our mind are flowing again, and there's more conversations or more stimuli. But this is also a positive development for Mercury. So Mercury is going to have a really good week. And, you know, that's a welcome development considering how there was that 1 week in April where Mercury was under a lot of tension and a lot of stress. What was that? The 19th, April 19th through the 25th, I believe. Well, now Mercury is moving ahead and making progress. So I hope that you hear some good news or that there's something that comes up that is encouraging. And you could also just feel that you're ready for next steps or ready for something to develop and grow. May 13th, Mars enters Pisces. And this is always an interesting transition because Mars is the masculine and it's how we go for something. It's how we say, this is what I want. I'm going to make it happen. It is the assertiveness or competitiveness of Mars. Mars is our ability to say, I will make this happen by my own sheer will. Well, all of that gets removed when Mars is in Pisces, because Mars is in Pisces must surrender. And now his human will must be second to spiritual will, the spiritual will of Pisces. So this is a weakened Mars. This is a Mars who can't navigate through the usual means or in a place of comfort. This is a Mars who has to navigate by his intuition, by his feelings, and stay out of anything immediate. It's a very interesting energy whenever Mars is in Pisces. So what we're seeing here is a surrender, and that's also one of the themes of May, as Venus in Gemini squares Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees throughout the month. So there's something about this next week that, as busy as Mercury is going to be with information and things that are clicking and coming together, the relationship energies of Venus and Mars are in a place of I don't know and a surrender. It's a trusting and faith energy. Venus, the feminine, Mars, the masculine, both being strongly influenced by Pisces. So you'll stay busy. There's a lot of busyness over the next week, but there's also blurriness. Busyness and blurriness is what the weather is here over the next week. But wait, we're not done. Because now, on May 14th, Jupiter stations retrograde at 27 degrees of Capricorn. So there's a lot happening in this next week where Saturn stations retrograde, Venus stations retrograde, and Jupiter stations retrograde. But Mars is doing fantastic and it's in his element and is making deals and committing to plans and things are moving. So what that means is the Mercury energy is about the day-to-day. Okay, it's not long term, it's short term stuff. So make the best of each day. Today I'm going to do this. Something connects, you get a green light, you get a yes, awesome. That is encouraging. It's like encouraging smaller, shorter steps. But the bigger picture is that these other planets stationing retrograde are saying there is a bigger slowdown here. And there is a cycle that is asking us to retreat and reprioritize and to trust that process. When Jupiter stations retrograde, as with all retrogrades, we go to the RE word of recommit, reconsider, review, etc. And in Capricorn, you know, Jupiter got all the way to 27 degrees of Capricorn and is going to retrograde back to 17 degrees until September 13th. So it appears that this is a time of realigning with the correct life goals for you, where Jupiter has probably brought up and out a number of things, showed you what is changing permanently. That's because Jupiter is still traveling with Pluto. So this is big life changes. And we can see that globally, economically, in politics, you know, all around the world, right? We can see the big permanent changes. Well, what's happening for us individually is that we're really needing to take some time to look at what do I want to commit to going forward based on what I've learned, based on what I've come to understand, based on the knowledge I've collected. Because Jupiter is about expansion of information and how we are remaining positive, we're learning as we go, we're open to new information. And this is a Jupiter that needs time to retreat and reassess. And I think of it as a hermit. It's hermit time, not to be confused with hammer time. It's hermit time, and it means that there could be some things that you're needing to get clearer on after a first round or a first take on it. And now it's like, okay, so what does this really look like? What does this really mean? What are the long-term manifestations of this, etc.? So the Jupiter retrograde is retraction, and it's always a review period, but it helps you practice your mastery. Practicing your mastery and giving yourself time to not make it happen or force anything through. It feels like this is a week of really coming back to what matters now and giving yourself that space to just be. Now, the sun is in lovely Taurus, and this is where we feel grounded, centered, stabilized. Taurus is a turtle, prefers to go slow, take its time, not be rushed. And I feel like we're being given some opportunities here to really check in with ourselves before rushing ahead, before getting back to work or back to life or back outside. It's a time to ensure you are now traveling with what really matters. And you could have undergone some big life changes or some big decisions over the past number of months, not to mention since the beginning of the year. And so we're being asked to really stabilize what is necessary and how am I loving myself through this time, through this period? How am I showing up with love for who I am, what I've decided, what I needed to do? How am I loving myself for my ability to be in my power and to feel good about the skin I'm in? When we really have an understanding of loving ourselves, it's a game changer because you say no to what you used to say yes to, or you say yes to all these new things that you didn't think were possible. So what you want to do is continue to breathe, keep breathing, and allow every breath to go deep into your belly. And I'm seeing that as a form of rooting the energy of the air coming in and really feeling it in the body before the exhale. And that this is how we stabilize ourselves, we remain strong in ourselves, and we connect to the power of life, the power of this life. And I'm feeling like one of the best things you can do going forward is to travel with a deeper sense of trust in yourself and what you can move through. And that reinforces your self-reliance, another Taurus theme, your ability to take care of yourself, your ability to stand strong in what you know is true for you. This is where you can truly feel a sense of groundedness that I'm getting the image of, when you stand up straight and your feet are flat, and then you imagine the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet being firmly rooted in the earth, but then that energy runs back up your physical self, back up through the chakra systems, and back up through to spirit. And there's this lovely dynamic that takes place where you are rooted and grounded, but also connected and free. And I feel like the rest of this year, people are going to be making big life choices. If you haven't already, it's just something about this pressure cooker and intensity of energies we've been in that there's things we can't deny. And when you operate from a higher level of consciousness, you can make better decisions for yourself that are really in alignment with who you are, what you need, and what you've learned about your own journey. So I feel like this next week, with three planets stationing retrograde and a very busy Mercury, we're going to have some opportunities to make some very clear choices and decisions rooted in a higher sense of self-respect, self-love, and self-worth. And so as this Mercury continues on, make sure and ask yourself, stop and pause and ask yourself if what you're choosing, if what you're saying, if what you're deciding honors you, honors your sense of self, honors your love of self. And if not, give yourself a pause to really get clear on what that would look like. Because now we have a higher responsibility to show up in the world with this sense of, it's like a truth and a sense of, this is what I am. This is what I need. This is what I require. This is what I require. And I feel overall, it's a very strong energy. It feels quite strong. And I hope it helps boost your self-confidence and self-esteem. And I hope it helps you remember, oh, this is so beautiful. Remember how soul, source, spirit, the universe views you and sees you as a beautiful beacon of love. And that, you know, we come into the human experience and there's certain things we have to choose. And there are certain things we have to be, you know, there's limitations, there's things that we have to go through, whether that's the karma or the healing or the lessons. And there's a lot that comes up in our identity and our programming and what we think we want and what we can do professionally and on and on and on. But through the eyes of God, Source, Spirit, the universe, you are simply loved. They're showing me how that's meant to be absorbed into your skin, to just feel that you're loved. And you might even start to feel yourself relax, like your shoulders relax, your jaw unclenches. There's a tightness in your hips or your legs or your arms. It's like it relaxes when it's loved. So relax into that feeling of pure acceptance and divine love, and it's going to help you make the right choices, decisions, and everything else over this next week and beyond. But that's one of our assignments right now, is to simply receive pure unconditional love. And how does that change you? How does that shift you? What can you now do for yourself knowing you are loved unconditionally? And hopefully that not only grounds you, but it sets you free. It sets you free that there's no wrong choice. There's actually no wrong choice. I mean, from the higher realms, from the spiritual realms, there's no wrong choice. It's like this, you know, never ending choose your own adventure where you could go down the ladder or climb up the ladder. You could go over here down this path. You could go down the really short, dark, windy road, et cetera, et cetera. There's something that we're meant to remember around being in that place of loving ourselves purely and allowing that to be enough. And as I say this, I have to do a short plug for a book called Modern Heroine Soul Stories that I created from the stories of 24 women, and it's about each woman's facing their own fear and facing their own shadows. And one of the chapters is called Pure Acceptance, or includes the lesson of pure acceptance. And it's when Laren Watson was diagnosed with cancer twice, and what she learned through that experience, how she became stronger and more trusting. And it's a really beautiful chapter. So as I was saying pure acceptance, it reminded me of her story, of one of the soul stories in this book, because, you know, we feel so alone at times, but the truth is so many of our stories are universal and so many other people know exactly what we've been through or exactly what it feels like to go through a certain life-changing experience. So again, that book, Modern Heroine Soul Stories, is a compilation of books from different women about all these different areas of life that transform them. And I share that because I feel like it could help you remember you're not alone, no matter what you might be going through. So That's all I've got for today's show, actually. And I so appreciate your time, energy, and presence. Thank you so much for joining me. If you still want to join the May 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, it talks about all of the astrology of the month, and May is a long month. And if you use coupon code Taurus, you can get it for $11. And it's also an important month because we're preparing for eclipse season in June. So there's things that we need to stabilize and understand here in order to navigate some bigger waves coming up in June. So my friends, thank you so much for joining me. I hope to be back on Monday, but if not, I will be back next Wednesday. In the meantime, you can find out more about my current astrology classes and programs at mollymccord.online. That's also where you'll find business development videos and support. It's really geared for anyone stepping into their soul mission and their soul work. And then also at consciouscoolchic.com, that's where you'll find out more information about my 12 books, as well as audiobooks, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you back here soon.